At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a rare solo show for me. Oh, it's going to be a lot of charge. Hope you can make it through that. I'll do my best to make it worth your while. I guess I'm not entirely alone. I do have a couple of people that are going to chime in like this.
Yeah, I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes, I will do the opposite.
Yes, I will do the opposite. Hopefully by now, longtime listeners, you know how I feel about do the opposite. This goes back 20 years when Seinfeld was relevant on television. I imagine some of you didn't even recognize that as being a Seinfeld clip. That I've been advocating a draft strategy and acquisition strategy for auctions, drafts, however you play, that basically says don't draft runners for at least four rounds and then draft a slew of runners through the middle rounds of your draft. And overall, the success rate on this has been very good. And it's taken until really last year, last draft cycle, where I think people are really starting to figure it out a little bit. And one of the things we talked about on this show, Fantasy Football Weekly, coming out of August's drafts was, man, people weren't drafting a lot of running backs. In fact, through the first two rounds last year, only nine running backs taken. This was a really sizable departure. And I think it's just taken a lot of time for people to get burned and burned and burned on highly drafted running backs and seeing the people winning their leagues, winning it with other positions drafted early. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends. So I thought, let's spend one episode of Fantasy Football Weekly recapping this year, this past season, 2023 season. Let's begin here. The nine running backs that were drafted in the first two rounds, how did they fare? So if you, America, started drafting fewer running backs, you'd think the hit rate would go up because we're not being so reckless with our picks at running back through those first two rounds. Well, let's take a look and see how those nine running backs that were taken in the first two rounds ended up faring. We begin here. Christian McCaffrey. He was the first running back taken, and he finished as running back one. McCaffrey worked out great, and he's really going to be the outlier here, as you're going to see. Then Austin Eckler was running back two. He finished as running back 29. Bijan Robinson was running back three last year. He finished as running back 14. So not a total disaster, but not what you expected when you took him at running back three in roughly the middle of the first round. Nick Chubb went next, running back four. Obviously, you know, his season ended very early. He finished as running back 86. Saquon Barkley was running back 5 last year, finished running back 18. Tony Pollard was running back 6. What an epic disappointment he was. Even though he got a little bit better at the end of the year, finished as running back 22. Derrick Henry was drafted as running back 7, finished as running back 7. All right, Derrick Henry. Josh Jacobs, we'll talk more about him in a little bit here. Josh Jacobs finished as he was your running back 8. He finished as running back 25. And the funny thing is he didn't get hurt. And the usage was high. It didn't matter. Najee Harris was running back 9. He finished as running back 24. So in totality, there wasn't a single runner whose finish exceeded his draft position. Two of those 9 running backs taken in the top 2 rounds met his draft position. That was Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry. Nobody else did. The other 7 averaged running back 31. So unless you hit on Christian McCaffrey or Derrick Henry, you got punished for taking running backs in the first 2 rounds. So in average, in totality, those 9 running backs, even with Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, who did what they should have done, the first 9 running backs averaged out to be running back 25 with a median of running back 22. And what's really interesting about this past draft class was, unlike most years, 8 of the top 9 guys missed very little playing time. You know, in a typical year, one of the things that really hurts these highly drafted running backs is massive injury to several of them. We didn't get that. Normally, like one third of the top running backs taken end up suffering major injury. We didn't have that here. Just the Nick Chubb injury. For everybody else, it was just typical running back variance. So where did the top 10 running backs come from? Well, let's look. So here's going to be the top 10 guys this is assuming full point per reception leagues, which I think most of you are playing in now. Where did the top 10 running backs come from? Well, let's look. The highest scoring running back was Christian McCaffrey. He came out of round 1. The second highest scoring running back, Raheem Mostert, round 10. The third highest scoring running back, Kyren Williams. Well, you know this is going to be deep. Round 21. RB4, Travis Etienne, came from round 3. RB5, Rashad White, round 6. RB6 was Joe Mixon from round 4. RB7, as I mentioned earlier, Derrick Henry came out of round 2. RB8 was Breece Hall, who came from round 4. RB9, James Cook came from round 6. And RB10, Jahmyr Gibbs came from round 4. Again, 8 of the 10 came from lower than their average draft position. On average, the top 10 running back came from round 6. And a median spot of round 4. So what this says is really one of the key principles of do the opposite, which has always been turn your attention to running backs in roughly rounds 4, 5, 6, and just take a bunch of them out of the middle of your draft. Whether you start drafting running backs in round 4 or round 5 or round 6, then you just take like 4 in a row and enjoy the probable success that you got from non-running backs in the first 3 rounds or longer. So let's look at non-running backs. Let's dive in for a second.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And as I'm reading this list, I'm going to give you non-running backs taken in the first two rounds. I'm going to read you the list of guys, and I'm going to tell you in order where they were taken through the first two rounds, non-running backs, where they finished. And as I'm reading this list of players, ask yourself, do you wish you had drafted those guys? Would they have been good producing players on your team? I'm going to give you, 14 guys here. Of these 14, you're going to wish you had had most of them. So the first non-running back taken was Justin Jefferson. Obviously missed the whole middle part of the season. Finished as wide receiver 37. Ja'Marr Chase was taken next. Finished as wide receiver 11. Travis Kelce was next. Finished as tight end 3. Tyreek Hill finished as wide receiver 2. Then Stephon Diggs was taken. Wide receiver 13. CeeDee Lamb taken next. He finished as wide receiver 1. Patrick Mahomes was next, finished as quarterback 7, so that was a bit of a dip. A.J. Brown finished as wide receiver 5. Devontae Adams finished as wide receiver 16. Cooper Kupp came into the season hurt, and so a lot of people were wary on him. He still went off the board late second round, finished as wide receiver 40. Amon-Ra St. Brown was the next player taken. Wide receiver 4 was his finish. Josh Allen was the next player taken among non-running backs. Finished as quarterback 1. Garrett Wilson was taken next. Finished as wide receiver 35. Obviously, the whole quarterback problem with the Jets. Hey, Tim Boyle starting games, for Pete's sake. And Garrett Wilson still had some pretty good games. He just had some stone-cold duds where they could not pass. Then Jalen Hurts was taken next. Finished as quarterback 2. And then Jaylen Waddle, last non-running back taken. On average, in the first two rounds of your drafts last year, finished as wide receiver 28, worse than I think a lot of people expected. But in totality, out of this whole group, through the first two rounds, non-running backs finished at position 13 and a median of position 7. That's not bad. Remember, the running backs finished as an average of 25th and 22nd at their positions. So it's still way higher than normal. And by and large, these guys helped your team. Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Josh Allen, Jaylen Waddle, Hurts. These guys helped your teams. Obviously, way, way safer. And fun to review the data and go back and look now that we know what the results are. So if we were to break it out specifically by position in the first couple of rounds, Travis Kelce was the only tight end taken. He was tight end 1, but he finished as tight end 3 in what was a good, not amazing year for Travis Kelce. Among the quarterbacks, 3 were taken in the first two rounds. Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen finished as quarterback 1. Jalen Hurts finished as quarterback 2. Mahomes was the one guy who was a semi-miss, but not a bad miss, at quarterback 7. Mahomes wasn't hurting you. He just wasn't helping as much as we'd liked. And then the wide receivers, by and large, finished well. Jefferson, Chase, Tyreek Hill, Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, we already mentioned, was a miss. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, slight miss, and Jaylen Waddle. Slight miss. But overwhelmingly, these guys performed about how you would have expected or potentially even better. Unlike any of the running backs, some of these guys finished better than their draft position. Tyreek Hill finished better than his draft position. CeeDee Lamb finished better than his draft position. A.J. Brown finished better than his draft position. Amon-Ra St. Brown, better than draft position. So these players, non-running backs, gave you the chance to improve your team based on where they were drafted. Do the opposite. You can try to apply some logic to guessing which one of the top running backs will fail. And then you could work around those guys. And I've seen people do this. Like, okay, look, I'm still drafting running backs. I don't care. I'm going to be stubborn about it, but I'm going to be smarter than consensus. I'm still going to draft running backs, but I'm not going to draft the bust running backs. So you could try to target injury-prone runners that you think will end up getting hurt again, and so then you avoid those guys. But the problem is, like, Christian McCaffrey was injury-prone two straight seasons, and then he wasn't. And Nick Chubb wasn't injury-prone until he was. Really hard to predict injury. You could target older runners who might be ready to fall off. Like, a great example from last year would be Dalvin Cook, who the Vikings ultimately chose to give up on and then, you know, ended up on two different teams and never did anything. You could try to do that. But even, and I think usually that's not a half bad strategy if you are going to go running back. But even then, you can't know. Look at Joe Mixon and Derrick Henry, guys you would have avoided if you were just targeting older runners who might be ready to fall off. Those guys bucked the trend, and they stayed healthy, and they actually produced okay. You know, usually we don't know which running backs are going to fail. We don't know why running backs are going to fail, but we know they do overwhelmingly year after year at a way higher rate than the other positions. So rather than trying to guess which running backs are not going to get hurt, which running backs aren't going to be at the end of their life cycle, which running backs aren't going to struggle just because their quarterback struggles, you know, Breece Hall as an example, or the whole offense goes down and the running back goes with it. There's so many reasons running backs can be so much more volatile. So we don't play the odds. You just don't draft any running backs in the first three rounds and possibly the first four or five rounds. And I know what you're thinking. No, I can't do that. I'll be hamstrung at running back all season long. But really, you won't. Active fantasy owners will work around it. You will find help. You will, when one running back goes down, you'll go to the backup. You'll plug and play guys. You'll have drafted all these running backs in the middle rounds. Or you'll have auctioned for 8% or 10% or 12% of your cap instead of 40% of your cap on a guy or 30% of your guy. You're going to have a bunch of 8, 10, and 12% cap guys from your auction that are going to help you. You're not going to be hamstrung. You're going to be okay at the running back position. So there you go. A recap of do the opposite from 2023. A lot, you know, I've been looking at this for 20 years. 8 or 9 out of every 10 years, these highly drafted runners just prove to be very volatile. Injury prone, not every year. There have been a couple of years that we've done the analytics on it, and it will have gone back, and it turned out, yeah, taking running backs was probably the right thing to do. Wide receivers got hurt, or quarterbacks got hurt, which, you know, they do, that happens too. Justin Jefferson got hurt. But overwhelmingly, the safe play with your most valuable picks, the majority of your auction cap, is to put those valuable dollars and those valuable draft picks on non-running backs, just like it was last year. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.